This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 28, part 3 of on location coverage of Galaxicon 2016. TC Pride Podcast. We are on location at Galaxicon 2016, and I'm here with one of the organizers. I'm here with
Jason Tucker, head of programming. I came up with and organized the schedule of panels, the discussion panels that got our guests up on stage to talk about various topics of interest to the GLBT science fiction fan community. Oh, because we've had guests who are involved in the role-playing industry, the panels about role-playing games were very popular, especially diversity in role-playing games, and also ones where people got to ask questions directly from various creators. We had a really popular panel that was discussing the issues with the Hugo Awards from the past couple of years, with the essentially groups of conservative white males trying to take over the Hugo Awards because they weren't happy about awards being given out to women of color who are queer oriented. The Hugo Awards are probably the most famous science fiction award out there. They're given out at the Worldcon science fiction convention each year. They date back to, I think, the 20s or 30s. I think it's still a bit of a thing where if you're gay, if you identify as GLBT and you come out as queer, you kind of have this impetus to put your geekiness back in the closet. Once you're okay with being gay, it's another coming out process to be geeky amongst your gay friends still. And I think Galaxicon helps people with that a little bit.
So the question has also sort of been brought up about, you know, as sci-fi sort of grows in popularity, is there an increasing or decreasing need for an event like this that focuses on the GLBT community within the sci-fi community? And that sounds like that might be one of the reasons that something like this would be important.
I absolutely think it is. You know, we have Twin Cities Pride. It's huge. And so many people I know who go to that say, you know, Pride is fun. Pride is great. I wish there were more geeky events for Pride. And then usually a week after Pride is Convergence, which is the giant mega geek convention in the Twin Cities, 7,000 people. And I know a lot of people who go to that going, I wish there was some more queer stuff for people to do at Convergence. So this is kind of the melding of those two things. And I think that there is still a call for it. And in fact, there are other conventions around the country that have sprung up. There's one in New York called FlameCon, which is mostly comic books. And there's Outlanticon in Atlanta, which is mostly gaming. And there was a Gamer X, which was out on the West Coast, which was mostly video gaming. And, you know, they kind of ebb and flow and rise and fall. And Galaxicon has been around since, you know, the 80s. And hopefully, you know, we have a little bit of everything. So, you know, we're definitely going to do it again. There's something for everyone. So, you know, come be prepared to be exposed to lots of new things, and you'll have a great time.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck with planning for the next one.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Don Kaiser, I'm the convention chair. Several of my guests of honor and attending professionals have told me at the convention, and as well as many, many of our memberships have come up and told me that how important this is to, as a forum for having things discussed that they doesn't get discussed elsewhere. It's a safe place. It's an easy place for people to just come up and talk. It's small enough that our guests of honor and other guests feel comfortable just interacting with people. It's not only a safe space, but it's a comfortable space for where people can feel that they can bring up topics that they couldn't at a larger convention or a different place. So that's why I think it is still, even though I know we've come a long way, but it's still very important to have a convention like this, because there are still questions, you know, about the trans community or the bi community or whatever else that whatever you're thinking about is still underrepresented. Or, you know, communities of color, or are handicapped community, you know, are still underrepresented in a lot of places. And so it's good to be able to have a space to talk about these things. You know, we have an amazing team of people, and it is a huge effort, and it's all volunteer run. This is a group of people that are dedicated to making this convention run and making it run well. Yeah, there are actually two organizations that we are very closely associated. One is the Quatrefoil Library, and the Quatrefoil Library is the largest GLBT lending library in the country. It is one of the very few GLBTQ lending libraries in the country. It is an amazing organization. It is also run by volunteers, and they're very supportive of us. When it comes back, it'll probably be Galacticon 2019, so look for that.
start gearing up for that one. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the festival. Right.
TC Pride Podcast. We are on location at Galacticon 2016, and the closing ceremonies just wrapped up here, and I'm talking to a couple of the guests at the convention here.
I'm Brianna Lawrence. I go by Bree Chibi Cosplays online. I'm originally from Chicago, but I live in St. Paul with my partner.
And I'm Jessica Walsh. I also go by Snow Cosplays. We're local artists. I make cosplay. We're also local authors. And this is our 15-year anniversary. And
congratulations.
So we were celebrating at the convention, and we were invited as invited professionals. So we were here with our books. We're promoting our Kickstarter right now for Magnifique Noir, which is Black Queer Magical Girls. So we were talking about that all weekend. Did some panels.
It was an awesome con. This is actually a really great safe space for fans who are GLBT or anywhere interested in it. It's just nice to, a little small con, to actually go talk to people, and it's incredibly friendly and kind of feels like home.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Tell me a little bit more about the project that you're promoting. Sounds interesting.
Oh, okay. So back in March, I came up with the idea, and back then they didn't have any type of like backstory or anything. Then we took a road trip to Utah for a con, and my partner and I and my good friend actually plotted an entire book series. All the main characters are people of color. They're on the queer spectrum. They each represent a different part of the spectrum, and they each are like different body types as well. So there's like plus size, athletic, thin, kind of a heavier set,
and all unapologetically black women.
Yes,
which is very much needed.
Very much so. That's one of the key points, and it's sort of like Sailor Moon meets Black Queer. And they each have their own personalities and dreams, and they each have different abilities based on their, like...
One girl uses exploding cupcakes as her attack, because she's a baker.
That wouldn't be a terrible way to go, just to be taken out by exploding cupcakes. I can think of worse ways to go.
Oh, yeah. And, like, one girl is a YouTuber, and her attack is actually turning someone into pixels and bits.
Wow. Because she's a Let's Player.
Yeah.
One girl's a kickboxer, so her attack is actually kicking rainbows. And Prism Pink, they don't know much about her, but she's transgender and she's a seamstress, so she uses like threads and things like that for her attack. So we were promoting that pretty much all weekend. We had QR codes for the Kickstarter at our booth while we were selling our other urban fantasy series and pillows and coasters and whatnot. We had a pretty busy but really fun weekend.
So from what I could tell, part of the focus of this the convention this year was to maybe bring attention to maybe the underrepresentation of certain communities within the sci-fi community.
Yes.
So how important do you think it is to continue to celebrate diversity within the community?
As I distinctly remember growing up and watching fantasy and sci-fi movies and not seeing myself. And it's so important to be able... I mean, I watched... Neverending Story, and I kept on saying Atreyu is female because I didn't have a female character who kicked butt. And it's like, it's really nice to highlight the diversity and seeing yourself in things. We need more of it everywhere.
I think another thing we talked about too is positive representation.
Yes.
So not always the tragic queer character, but actually like happy queer characters and just kind of normal, everyday, fun characters, and that's something... Oh, go for it.
And stories that are about characters who are also queer. So it's like you can have a giant fantasy in a giant sci-fi world, and they don't all have to be straight. And it doesn't have to be the focus. It can just be there, too.
And we also talked about not just the queer aspect, but, like, people of color and, like, mental disabilities and all these other aspects that need to be touched on. I remember doing some panels, and I would say, well, this isn't a queer example. This is, like, a black example. And they were like, no, absolutely, because that also needs to be talked about, especially because I'm black and queer. So I'm like, I want to see more black queer representation, especially female black queer representation that isn't always like exotified or like sexualized, but just normalized. And that's something we covered during the weekend. We pretty much covered
everything
I possibly want to talk about at a convention was at this convention. And one thing I said that was great was the big focus was letting those groups be heard. So not talking over them, but letting them speak their piece. I would be on panels with like white males, and they're like, no, this is about a people of color issue, so she should be the one talking because she's the one who's coming from that place, and they would actually let me talk. And it was really nice to have that happen, and it was really nice to just go into a panel and not worry about someone like being combative against you when you have an opinion like that, but they were actually all willing to listen to what you had to say, and they valued it, and they want to continue the conversation after the convention's over, which is also really important. Well, I've been going to cons since 2002, and I feel like now a lot of conventions will have diversity panels and try and have safe spaces. I know Convergence in the Twin Cities, they actually have like a room that you can go in. And I think it's like the teen room, so it was for teenagers to go and have like a quiet space.
And there's a lot more focus now on not just having the panels on different subjects, but actually making sure they're safe for the people who want to go to those panels. So you're less likely to run into a heckler who's going to give you crap about something, and especially at this con that doesn't exist, which is really nice.
This convention also like combined fandom with like queer. So we were talking about fandom things and queer things and kind of like bridging the two together, which was really awesome.
It's an incredibly comfortable and small con. It actually kind of feels like we got together with a bunch of friends in a living room and talked about random stuff. I mean, how many cons have a chocolate symposium where everyone brings in chocolate and you just enjoy different samples of stuff? And it's a lot more community and just fun, and you feel like you know everyone here rather than a larger con where that aspect can get lost.
And also, it was a really good place to be yourself. Like, I would see people wearing asexual scarves, and nobody batted an eye. And people would come by our booth, and they would look at a pillow and say, oh, my husband would love that, my wife would love that. And everybody was totally comfortable. There was no, like, my roommate will love that. They were just like, no, I've been married these many years with my partner, or partners, and... You would see, like, the transgender buttons, so you know what pronouns to, like, address somebody as, and everybody was just on board, and that was really great. And it was, like, for 3 days, I told people I got to, like, celebrate our 15-year anniversary, and there was nobody who was like, ugh. They were just like, oh, that's awesome. And it was, like, a giant celebration for everybody this weekend, I think.
Well, where can people find out more about the project that you're working on? And
yeah, Magnifique Noir has a website, so that would be a good way. We both have pages on Facebook. I'm Bree Chibi Cosplays, and she's Snow Cosplays. I'm on Twitter as Bree Chibi Tweets.
And then we have a main website. It's www.sewntogetherreflections.com. That links everything.
We also have Instagram.
And Instagram.
The Instagrams.
Under Snow Storyteller.
I think that's everything.
Okay. And is there anything you'd like to say to like the organizers, the attendees, all the people that kind of helped kind of make this effort possible?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for inviting us. That was amazing. Thank you for giving me a space to feel like myself for like a weekend. And thank you for embracing everything.
Yes, and just thank you for having this, and I look forward to when it comes back to the Twin Cities.
Me too.
Yes.
Which sounds like it is going to happen. They've been saying it's already
hopefully. Happened. Fingers crossed.
All right. Well, I'll let y'all go on celebrating your anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time, and hopefully we'll see you at the next one.
Thank you.
The TC Pride Podcast has been a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes or Google Play and submit your first Pride story at myfirstpride.org.